One of the darkest chapters in modern Czech history has just been reopened, with the news that police in North Bohemia have named two men responsible for the killing of Sudeten Germans in the immediate aftermath of World War II. Though the alleged culprits are long dead, some have welcomed the fact that the matter has finally been investigated. Detectives in Žatec say a Czechoslovak army officer named Vojtěch Černý ordered the killing by a firing squad of five Sudeten Germans aged 12 to 15 who had tried to escape from a holding camp in Postoloporti in June 1945. A policeman named Bohuslav Marek is believed responsible for three other murders, the news website Aktualnia.cz reported. These events took place in the so-called wild initial phase of the mass expulsion of an estimated 3 million Germans after the war. Investigator Pavel Karas told Aktualnia.cz that he believed the two were very likely also to blame for other killings. Over 750 Germans were executed at Postoloporti after being forced to dig their own mass graves. It's regarded as the country's biggest massacre in the post-war period. Officer Karas said the then penal code didn't include the crime of genocide. If it had done, he would have accused the two of that rather than murder. His was the third attempt to get to the bottom of what happened after two previous investigations were shelved. Many of his conclusions were based on testimonies given by Černý and Marek to a parliamentary commission in 1947, which found that no crimes had been committed. Historian Matěj Spurný is involved with a group called Anti-Complex, who believe that Czechs need to come to terms more with the part played by ethnic Germans in their country's past. Spurný says the new revelations aren't actually that new at all.
Well, actually, I don't understand it really, because as a historian, I know all the names in maybe 10 years, and this whole record is known by historians. It's also parts of that are published maybe 15 years by Tomáš Staněk in his books. So I think it's okay. It's I'm glad to hear that or to read that police also is interested in the case, and that they now somehow officially said that these people that there was a crime committed. That is actually the information, and it's an important information, but not the information about the people. These are all things which are quite well known.
But don't you think that it represents at least some progress when the Czech authorities have at least publicly named the guilty parties in this massacre?
Yes, I think it's I will commit this. It's a small step which can be important, and I also feel there is a generation change, also a generation change in the politics. There are people in the politics who actually are quite critical to the things that happened here after the war.
And generally, how do you think Czech society today views that period immediately after the war when the Sudeten Germans were expelled?
Nowadays, I think the most people would say that some bad things happened. Most people wouldn't say that the whole thing, that the transfer, the expulsion of the Germans was bad, and that it is a problem. But the most of them already know that many bad things happened to the Germans, and that is a progress. That is different than, let's say, 15, 20 years ago. There is also big difference between the generations. The younger generation, of course, is somehow not so interested, but if you ask the younger people, they mostly are more critical to this period and the problematic things that happened directly after the war.
I was talking there to the historian Matěj Spurný.